This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Dan Wetzel, one of our favorite columnists. He writes for Yahoo Sports, joining us on the program. How do you think the commissioner did in front of Congress yesterday, Dan?
For his purposes in the NFL, he did quite well. He didn't show up. Couldn't be bothered to make it all the way to Washington. Did it on a Zoom. They had half of the representatives trying to make a mockery of the hearing, talking about, you know, inflation and all these other things, which are obviously real world issues, but have nothing to do with the topic at hand. So I don't know whether that was the NFL's lobbyists who got that done or exactly how this thing went down, but it wasn't much of a grilling. And he did what he did. He kind of slipped through it. You know, I have very little faith in Congress, let alone these kind of public forums actually doing anything against something like the NFL, which knows what's going on. So I thought for the NFL's purposes, it was fine. For every, you know, trying to find the truth, trying to find transparency, trying to find consistency of argument, not so good. But I don't think the NFL cares about that.
If I gave you one question for the commissioner on this topic, that question would be?
On this topic, I would press him on the idea that he cannot release the report because he says, you know, we granted anonymity to all of the witnesses, and many of the witnesses want it, but not all of them. There is clearly a way to do this. The NHL just did one with the Chicago Blackhawks that went through, you know, a sexual assault case that, you know, similarly very difficult for people. There is a way to do this by granting anonymity. I would have pounded that subject, the idea that, oh, I just can't do it. I promised. Well, you shouldn't have promised if that's what, you know, when you promise I'll never release the report, then you create the idea you can't release the report. But clearly there is a way to do this with protecting the anonymity of whoever you speak to that wants to be anonymous and maintain that. But that idea does not hold water.
What are the chances Daniel Snyder shows up if he is subpoenaed?
I would expect a very low chance that Daniel Snyder ever walks into that room. They will fight the subpoena, and you got an election coming in 5 months or something. I don't know. And I'm not a political expert, but there's a decent chance that 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 committee will change leadership, and then that'll be the end of this for it. So my guess is Daniel Snyder. I mean, if he's subpoenaed and has to go, he'll go. But I think he will be able to hold that off. And if there is a change in leadership, this will peter out in the, I don't know, 220, whatever, 6 or 8 year history of our country. Rich people versus the government, rich people are undefeated. So I'm expecting Daniel Snyder to avoid that.
I know you've written a lot about Deshaun Watson. What kind of week do you think Deshaun Watson had this week?
So it's kind of a mixed bag. Certainly, they settled 20 of the 24 lawsuits that are out there right now, and that is a step that he needed to get done. The sooner he gets these off the table and ends sort of the drip, drip, drip of bad publicity and headlines and allegations, he can start to confront what he's dealing with. And you know, his goal is to get on the field. But there's still four remaining, including a case by Ashley Solis, who's probably the strongest. Look, all the cases are bad. All the cases, the allegations are troubling and all, but strictly on a legal sense, if you talk to lawyers and who analyze all of them, her case is the strongest. Some of the stronger ones have stayed. So some of the cases that are legally a little harder to argue, or he's in more peril, legal peril in the civil suit, get settled. So he's still dealing with the tough stuff. And look, in another case, if you said there's four pending civil lawsuits involving sexual harassment, sexual assault to a player, it would be massive. I mean, if we just sat there and took quarterback X and said, hey, he just got hit with four lawsuits, you know, everyone's hair would be on fire. The fact that he settled 20 others sort of is, oh, it's almost over. It's not really over. So unless he settles these last four, and they're going to be harder to do, this will carry through to 2023. If your goal is to get on the field, that remains a concern, because while the NFL says this has no impact on what they're going to decide to do, human nature says it does. They don't want the PR of more details coming out later, or an actual public trial where this looks very bad for Deshaun Watson and they only suspended him 6 games or 8 games. And then everyone's saying, why didn't you go longer? So just human nature says, get this over with. And then maybe you have a shot at lowering your suspension.
Why settle now? Why settle this week if you know you're not going to settle all of these civil lawsuits?
Well, this may have been, they're working with the same attorney, Tony Busby. So you settle, however it is, it's almost like a two-part trade. I mean, let's get this out of the way. Now let's work on these other four. So I think the settlement talks on that and the strength of those cases, again, go up when there's only four left, because, they're going to be able to, if they want to settle. I don't know that they want to, but civil suit is about money generally. And, almost by definition is about money. Sometimes it's about, well, I'm going to hold this person accountable, but it's a negotiation on what are we going to pay? Because there's no criminality into this. But with Watson, you have a lot of power in trying to upend his life. So we'll see what they go to, but they can focus on these four. Maybe they get it done. Maybe they don't. But for Watson, the sooner he gets them done, I think it's just better when in the NFL is sitting there making a decision.
He's Dan Wetzel. He's the national columnist for Yahoo Sports. We had Nick Faldo on, and we talked about the LIV Tour.
Yeah.
And he said it feels like there's something bigger waiting for those on the LIV Tour. Now, he didn't know what it was, but he said it feels like there's something else attached to this, and I'm not quite sure. Like, what is the end game for the LIV Tour?
I don't know. I understand these guys are taking an enormous amount of money, and certainly we can be critical of where that money came from. But at the end of the day, all of us are pretty much looking for a guaranteed, until someone's offered that to you and you say no on principle, it's hard to be in that position. But right now, it's not good golf. I mean, these guys are not the most competitive golfers. It's a 54-hole exhibition. It's not even a regulation golf tournament as we have known it. you will drop out unless they start making exemptions. And this is where the majors have huge power. You'll drop out of the world golf rankings. I mean, why should you get world golf ranking points if you're only playing 54 holes? This is practically mini golf. I mean, that's going to be the next thing, right? Competitive mini golf should get on the world. So these guys are just taking money. In my opinion, they're ripping the Saudis off. The Saudis don't really care. So they're getting has-been golfers or non-competitive golfers. What is the motivation of a bunch of guys who we already know really aren't that motivated right now to actually work at golf? Because golf is not a sport where the greatness comes from how hard you try Thursday through Sunday. It's how hard you try when you hit the exact same bunker shot 10,000 times to the point you're sitting there on the 18th hole with the US Open and say, I got to hit this shot. It is the grind. And that, and when you put in all those hours, then you can do the greatness. And what they have right now is a lot of guys who really aren't trying that hard already, and they faded off in competitiveness. So what is the motivation of these guys now when you've got guaranteed money? You don't need to play 54 holes and you don't have a tough field to play against to put in that work where you see the greatness. So I don't know. I don't know what the goal is. I guess, you know, they say, well, this will sports wash. It'll take the focus off of the Saudi Arabian government's behavior and conduct. And there's actually more publicity on that.
Yeah.
That hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the end goal is. I mean, I think a lot of guys are going to make a lot of money, and I just don't know how this becomes really popular. Who wants to watch a 54 hole? About 20 years ago, IndyCar, open wheel racing split. There was IndyCar and there was kart, and they split because there's a fight over money. And the popularity of open wheel racing plummeted in the United States. Now, it was never quite as big as golf, maybe, but everyone started just going to NASCAR because it was one circuit. And I don't see how this helps either side of golf. And I don't see how it helps anyone but the bottom line. But if you're Brooks Koepka hasn't really, you know, how dialed in has he even been the last few years? So now you take, you're not building to a Ryder Cup or you're not building to a US Open or something like that. I don't know where he's going to have to show a heck of a lot of ambition that we haven't seen lately.
Great to catch up with you, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports national columnist.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Steve Levy joining us on the program. Leaves, of course, is part of the host duties there with SportsCenter, ESPN, ABC. He's been on site with Mark Messier, Chris Chelios, and Emily Kaplan on ice. Reporter Leaves joins us now. Leaves, how's morale in Tampa?
Morning, DP. And that gentleman's right. I meant to say 36 seconds, and I said 36 seconds. You know, who hasn't been there, right? So. I'm feeling great. I don't think John Cooper's that happy, and the Lightning was all sorts of chaos and controversy. And it was one of those, it took a really long time to develop. It was a weird game from start to finish, Dan. And then at the end, you know, nope. At first glance, I don't think anybody on the ice knew that puck went in, not even the guy who shot it or the goalie. It took Bowen Byram, the defenseman, to come all the way from the blue line to swoop in behind the net to show everybody where the puck was, actually. And then, so then we figure out, okay, it's over, which was kind of reminiscent. You remember Patrick Kane in 2010, the Stanley Cup winning goal. Yeah. And Kane was the only one who knew it went in, and he's flying down the ice. So, and then, of course, we find out post-game, everybody's talking about the John Cooper press conference, hey, you know, were there too many men on the ice? So lots of chaos. And, you know, talking to some league people last night afterwards, it's my understanding the league sort of admits there was a mistake. They're not going to publicly say that, but really was too many men on the ice. It's one of those things. It's a judgment call. It's a bad call. You can't challenge it. Can't do anything with it after the fact. And it's sort of one of those things you kind of have to just eat and live with.
How often can you call this, Leaves?
You know, so the rule changed a few years ago, Dan. I was talking about it with Massicelli. It used to be 6 feet. Like, I think it was written into the rule book. Like, you could be within 6 feet of the bench when you were changing the other player. And so it matters the player you're changing with. It's not just the closest guy to the bench. That you, when you're coming off, the guy who's replacing you has to be, you know, within reason and obviously not interfering with the play and the puck not in the area. Like, there are a lot of variables that go into this. And so you're right. Too many men on the ice could be called more often. I think the officials give you some leeway. But the player that was actually changing, I think it was McKinnon who came off for Kadri. And Kadri scores the goal. And some of the people are saying it was 30 feet away. So I think they missed it. It happens fast. These guys are massive. The officials have been skating 3-4 miles themselves on the ice all night. It's chaotic, nonstop. You're in overtime, pressure's high, and all that stuff. and I think they miss it, and I think there's one of those, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like offside. It's not like goalie interference. It's not like the puck crossed the line. It's just not one of those things.
Would you have called it?
You know, and again, honestly, Dan, we were trying to find the puck in the net first, so we have bigger problems, right? We got bigger issues there. So I think after looking at it, but Dan, I'm talking about 20 minutes after the fact, you know? Yeah, maybe I would have called it then, but you can't do that. That's not sports. Even with all the technology we have, I don't think it's going to call next time either. I just think that's one of those things they just missed.
How do you think this series plays out?
I think it's Colorado's series. I think everybody thought that after game two. I think we were all surprised at what took place in game three. And quite frankly, and that's why if you're an honest Tampa Bay Lightning fan, I don't think you can be that upset. You're bothered by the goal last night. Should have been 2 minutes on the ice. I get that. But probably if they call it back, Colorado score in the next shift. You know what I mean? It was outside of the first period. I thought Tampa Bay was hanging on for dear life. Second period, third period, overtime. They had a couple of rushes, couple opportunities. But I think Colorado's been the better team. And quite frankly, the biggest surprise in the series is the biggest advantage before the series started was in goal. And Darcy Kuemper had the one bad game. Jared Bednar, the coach of Colorado, elects to bring Kuemper back, and he was terrific last night. And so if there's not the massive advantage in goal for Tampa Bay, that was their biggest edge to begin with, then it just screams Colorado for me.
Kemper's the first goaltender in NHL history with an overtime assist in a Stanley Cup final game. Did you know that, Leafs?
I knew he had the assist on the goal. I did not know he was okay. The first ever to do it.
Like you're talking,
do it one day. No?
You're talking to a hockey expert here, okay?
Dan, I was talking about you last night. This is so odd. I mean, it's the small world we live in, right? And then I get the call from Fritzy this morning. Hey, want to jump on? I am hotel bar festivities last night. Two of your favorites. So Chuck's in the house, of course, right? Because he's everywhere.
So Barkley's with you.
Oh, my God. With me in a big way. I would say multiple nights, okay?
No.
But last night, so that was part of the Dan Patrick reunion tour. And then last night, Darius pops in.
Darius Rucker.
Yes. And I said to him, it's been a long time. He's like, yeah. And I said, I haven't seen you since Dan got us on the stage with Berman and Darius. You got us up on the stage with him and singing the song. And then he told me about the argument. You know, he made you famous. No, you made him famous. You guys have gone back and forth over that for, I don't know, 30 years or something. So. Anyway, it was a Dan Patrick kind of night.
Yeah, well. You know, Barkley loves his hockey. He knows his hockey.
Yes. And he's tight with John Cooper.
Oh. Well, he's tight with the commissioner, too, because he texted him to say, can you get me some tickets here? I love it.
And I don't even have Gary Bettman's phone number. Charles Barkley does. I feel that's wrong. Yeah.
Every time I see Messi, I always think when the Rangers won the Cup, and I was covering that for SportsCenter, and I went to a bar where they were there with the Cup, and they were passing around the cup, and I didn't know what was in it. And Messier said, if you have to ask, you don't get to drink. So I don't know what was in it, but I drank it. And like, sure, why not? I'm not going
to
die.
Sure, it was delicious.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool for me to be sitting next to those guys. You know, Melrose is great and everything, and then you get Messier and Chelios, and it's all good.
Oh, then they start telling stories. Most of them you can't tell when you're on the air.
Exactly.
Hey, great to talk to you, buddy.
See you soon, pal. Thanks.
Thank you, Leaves. That's Steve Levy. The game will be Friday night on ABC.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
By the way, I went outside the Traeger Grills, and Tyler is smoking the brisket for tomorrow. He said it's 24-hour smoked brisket.
Oh, buddy.
And I said to Doug Gottlieb, our good buddy, wrong day to come in. You miss out on the brisket and meat Friday.
I would stay, but me and Seton had a discussion. I have a daughter who, she's a talented bass guitarist.
Okay.
And so I surprised her with tickets to see Primus tomorrow in Long Beach, California. Okay. Les Claypool, famous if you know bass or, or Too Many Puppies. Anyway, so I would love to stay for Meat Friday, and I am kicking myself. Mm. But if you need anybody to test, I could.
I don't think it's going to be ready. I just don't think it, you know. It's 24 hours.
I know.
Doug.
I know.
I saw you got a notebook here. You got notes here?
Well, I don't want to screw it up. I mean, this is a big thing in the new man cave. I've never been. This is incredible.
Okay. How would you label this draft?
This is as good a draft as we've had since I've been doing it. And I've been doing it since 2002, 2003. Yeah, I think 2003 is my first draft I did for the mothership.
Okay, but what makes this such a great draft?
You have the potential of stars at the top. Then you have a good group of players in which I think there'll be a couple emerge as stars. And then you have a great depth of players. But you also have, I even think within that first round, you know, there's like Jeremy Sohan's a kid out of Baylor who fits not necessarily what a superstar would look like, but and I don't want to call him Draymond Green because he's probably going to be more talented offensively, but those super talented role-ish star players, Jalen Williams from Arkansas, like guys that you're going to see in the playoffs for the next, you know, somewhere in the next 10 years. I think you have just about everything. You got young players are going to develop. You have some older players, a couple of foreign players, but that's not really the thrust of this draft. I just think it's the depth of overall talent. And then you get down the second round and you have some classic guys who you think if they lose some weight, if they fit an NBA scheme, if they buy in, they improve their shooting, they're going to be those. This is a really, really good draft. I mean, did you see Notre Dame play? They have a kid, Blake Wesley.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Downhill, combo guard. Like, he's going to go maybe late first, maybe second round. That's a steal. Compare that to other drafts we've had where guys are just rushing in the process and we don't know what we have. I think this is a really, really deep, solid draft with star potential at the top.
We'll talk about that potential here in a moment. Let me give the official introduction. Host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, basketball analyst, Westwood One studio analyst. You know, when we start to look at talent and drafting talent, we have leagues that are copycat leagues. Like when the greatest show on turf, the Rams, everybody's like, we're going to be like the Rams. We have to have the personnel to be like the Rams. Golden State. Well, Golden State drafted most of these players. And can you see teams that are going to maybe move away from, let's try to get two or three superstars, or can you build in the draft?
Oh, I think you can build. The Celtics should build through the draft.
Yeah.
I think you can absolutely, if you're smart. And I thought Danny Ainge was exceptionally smart. I think Brad Stevens is smart. And obviously what Golden State and Bob has done is brilliant. The Golden State thing in terms of copying it, I don't think you're going to see that replicated. I mean, you have to think about the two unicorns you have. It's not just that they're two sound, talented stars that cheer, root for each other's success and everybody else's. That's rare. But I do think that you'll occasionally will come upon those guys. But it's that they stayed in college for 3 years apiece, and they stayed because they were kind of underrated, undervalued. They also grew up in basketball households and played for savant-like motion offensive coaches. So what they do, they move without the basketball. We don't teach that in basketball. I have a youth program. Like, I'm trying to teach them, but no one plays that way. Everything is with the ball downhill. And if you don't have the ball, it's about spacing and understanding where you're supposed to be for the next pass and the next pass. You're not moving and reading a screen, you know, the way that you did when you were a player, right? Like, those days are motion offenses. It's not dead, but it's pretty dormant in youth basketball and high school basketball, especially college basketball. So I don't think you can replicate that in how they play, but I do think you can replicate some aspects of it, which is understanding. And I said at the time when they traded for Andrew Wiggins, I thought it was a home run. You know, it's not a home run. And it's what, and look, Nick Wright has politely eaten his words, because I've heard him on your show and he destroyed the trade. But he was viewing it from the wrong lens. Right? He's viewing it from, do you want Andrew Wiggins to have the ball to decide game seven in NBA finals? Like, no, but he didn't have to do that with the Warriors. Yeah. Right? He's the fourth option. He doesn't have to carry the burden of anything. He just go play. And when he played, that's what changed in that series. Like, he started to play, they won the series. So again, but it's about finding the right roles. And I think you have some guys, and I think that's what you can do if you're trying to copy Golden State, is can you draft a guy? And I know in the NFL, they say don't reach for a need. It's not necessarily a need, but putting somebody in a position to best succeed. And that doesn't mean drafting them and handing them the basketball to be something that they're not good enough at the top of the league. And I think that's the part that you can copy. That's why you might overdraft a Jalen Williams or a Jeremy Sohan, because though they don't have as much God-given talent to score, it's all the other things that actually help you win.
And you start to look at need, and need over talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go, I just want a guy who can play, because basketball is positionless now. Now you just, can you play? Jaden Ivey, I don't know what position, but he can play. Now, somebody might go, well, we have too many guys at that position. Where do you stand on need versus talent?
Well, yes, you can play, but here's the big thing, okay? Can you guard multiple positions? That's a huge thing. Like, what was
like Wiggins.
Right, but any of these guys. Yeah. Okay, so like, look at Golden State. They have one guy who's not particularly good defensively, and then Jordan Poole's the other. And Steph, for his lack of size and strength, he does try, so that helps him. But you got to hide him, right? He doesn't switch. You can't hide two. It's really hard to have smaller players. And one of the things we make a big mistake on as fans, and I think sometimes as analysts, we only look at one side of the floor. If a guy can't guard anybody, he can't play in this league. You have to be so good on offense, James Harden, right? You have to be so good. And James Harden, was otherworldly. And I don't know if we have a guy like that. So when you start getting past the superstar potential guys, if you can't guard, you can't play. So that just like crosses you off the list, right? That's, I mean, that's still been a limiting factor with Jordan Poole, is he didn't guard anybody, and he's getting better at it, but he still doesn't really guard anybody. So you can have one of those guys. That guy better be your best player, you know? So I think, yes, I don't think you have to worry about positions per se, but there are technically positions. Like the question for Chet Holmgren, he's got incredible what's called functional length. You know what that is?
Well, he can handle, he can...
No, functional, like, so everybody thinks about it like your wingspan.
Yeah.
Okay, in basketball or in sports, your functional length is from your elbow to the top of your fingertips, right? If you put your elbows next to your stomach, he has unbelievable functional length. So that allows him to just get his hands on basketballs, deflect things. It's going to allow him to get his shot off more often. Like, all of those things are important. Is he a five where he defends the rim and he's in drop coverage? Probably, but he's so light and so thin. And what does he look like when you put 25 pounds on him? Because he has narrow shoulders and a little bit of a hunchback.
Yeah.
He has all the check marks in terms of competitiveness and skill and length. And I think he'll shoot the ball better at the next level. But I wonder where that size goes. And his shoulders are really narrow. And do people want to compare him to Kevin Durant? Like, okay, Kevin Durant's also a unicorn, but he's always handled it better. And frankly, Kevin was a better rebounder at Texas and a better shooter scorer. So I don't think that's the comparison. So yes, you want guys that can play, but you got to be able to guard somebody. You got to figure out, you know, there's really two positions defensively, right? Which is you're either defending the rim or you're one through four, you're switching everything. So you have to be able to fit into that in terms of positions. And then you got to be able to shoot. If you can't shoot, you better be able to get to that rim. And the Ivy thing is interesting because he can really guard, great athlete, gets the rim, improving shooter, yeah. But he can make up for it because he's such a freak athlete. His thing is, can he be a leader of a team because he's fairly quiet? If you watch Purdue play, he was almost set aside from the rest of them. He didn't feel like he was in on the Purdue thing. That was a little bit weird.
I like him a lot. I don't need him to be a leader. I just want him to be a, Klay Thompson's not a leader. Klay just shows up and plays.
Yes, but Klay also doesn't have the ball all the time, right? There's a difference. Like, if you have the ball all the time, there's a certain leadership aspect to it. You are who your best player is. Jaden's going to demand the ball, mm-hmm. and he's probably going to take the best defensive assignment defensively. I think he'll be really, really good. My two concerns with him is his shot is not, he's really improved it, and that's a big thing from year one to year two.
Yeah.
It takes him a little while, but it's more the interacting. He's a little standoffish in terms of personality wise. That's nitpicking. He's going to be a fourth or fifth. I know Indiana will not get past sixth, and they'll probably do everything in their power to move up and get.
Would you take Holmgren number one?
No. No, I'd take Jabari one.
Okay. No matter who that team is.
I mean, but because Jabari is a guy who you can play anywhere.
Yeah.
Chet a little bit more limited, but look, Chet has an incredibly high ceiling. Probably a lower floor. I think the question is number two, really. It's Paolo or Chet. Paolo's like, he's a little bit older.
But he's ready now.
Ready now. He's ready now. You don't even need the microwave. Just throw him out there. He's ready to go, and he'll get you buckets. Great body.
But is he better than Jabari?
I think he's a little bit better now. I think Jabari, though, has a higher ceiling. And Jabari has all those other check marks.
All right, let me get a couple of... We're talking to Doug Gottlieb. The Nets situation, how does this end?
I mean, I think they go as they are. I think they try one more shot as they're currently constructed, you know, but that comes down to, does Kyrie opt in? Cause they're not, I don't think they, if you listen to Sean Marks's words, all of those things he said he wanted, guys that are committed, right? Guys that show up, they play for each other. That was direct shots across the ballot who Kyrie is.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kyrie's no dummy, and he does, these guys take everything personally. If he doesn't take it personally, he says, okay, I'll show everybody. But I thought you pointed out well, like Kyrie's, he's a wild card. Like, no, literally no one has any idea what he's thinking or what he's doing.
Nothing
or what
surprises me anymore.
No, he's Tyson zone, right? Isn't that the you ever, they're the Tyson zone? That's a Bill Simmons deal where there's no story about Mike Tyson you wouldn't believe to be true.
Oh.
Right?
Well, that's like Rodman zone too.
Right. Same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the same thing with Kyrie. There's nothing he would do that would surprise you.
Can the Lakers stand pat and be a playoff, a damaging playoff team?
No. No, that thing is a disaster with Russell Westbrook. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. They can soft sell it if that destroyed the entire fabric of that team because it was a choice that LeBron made, right? They were going to get Buddy Hield, and they said, no, we want control over this thing, okay? And they met with several players. It's been well documented. DeMar DeRozan thought he was going there. They handpicked Russell Westbrook, and then when they figured out Russell Westbrook can't play and they can't play with him, they distanced themselves. Like, he was on an island last year, and you know how LeBron acts. Like, when LeBron's done with you, he's done with you. Right? There's no, like, interacting. He's not confrontational. He's just not into you, and he ain't into him. So, no, they can't stay.
Why did they have to trade for him to realize that he couldn't play?
I don't know. Whoever okayed that decision, they all should be gone, but they're not. And they fired Frank, and, you know, Frank was a good enough coach to win him a championship, and then they destroyed everything that he built. It was mismatched parts, but the biggest part was that you had Russell Westbrook, and he wouldn't defend, he couldn't shoot, he wouldn't buy into defensive rotations, he wasn't a good teammate, and when they were in the bubble, they had incredible culture. That's why they won, not because they were the best team.
So what do you do with Westbrook?
I would trade him. I mean, buy him out and stretch him. You know, that's what he did with Luol Deng. And that's why he did it with Luol Deng, because he didn't want to round your young players.
Is he still getting paid?
No, I think he's just now off the books.
Okay. But who wants Russell Westbrook?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, there's talk that Oklahoma City might, because they need the salary, right? They're so far underneath the salary cap.
Yeah.
I just don't see that one. I see that being poisoned to the young guys they're trying to build around. I mean, what does it say about Houston that they are, and Pauly pointed this one out, right? That he's played, 60 games now in
John Wall
in 3 years?
Yeah.
They'd rather him not be around the team and pay him $47 million.
That's crazy.
Than play.
It's crazy.
It's the greatest country on earth.
Kevin Durant looking at what Steph Curry just accomplished. And what is KD, 34?
Yeah.
So,
Do you think it takes away from KD?
Yes.
Why?
Well, he had to join Steph. Steph won without him twice. Steph finally got his Finals MVP.
We saw the finals.
Should have had a second one.
You saw the two finals, right? He was in three.
Yeah.
Who was the best player on the floor?
KD.
Okay. That's with LeBron James. He was the best player. And then in the finals he got hurt in, they were floundering. KD plays one half of one game before getting hurt. He was the best player. So, like, I get it. Like, look, Steph's incredible. And part of it is KD takes everything so personally. But at some point, wouldn't you? You're like, look, dude, I was on that team. I was the best player. Everybody knew I was the best player. Steph knew I was the best player. America knew I was the best player. Now I'm not on the team, and they win. It's great. But that takes away from me? No, it should just continue to point out how great they are and that organization is.
Who's had a better career?
A better career? Kevin Durant. Like, did the Olympics not happen?
Who cares about the Olympics? I could have gotten a gold medal on that team.
They would not have won if Kevin Durant didn't play.
Oh, stop.
They would not have won. Did you watch
Who cares? I was there at the Olympics.
I know. You were covering
who
the Olympics.
Who cares about the Olympics?
I'm just saying, look, I'm...
Sue Bird's greatest basketball player of all time.
No, you're using
the Olympics. I got to throw in the Olympics. She's been on what, 5 gold medal team? Like, come on.
No, but when you're around the
Taurasi,
best, when you're around the best players, and they all say you're the best player.
Barkley was the leading scorer on the Dream Team.
He wasn't the best player.
He was the leading scorer.
Who was the alpha on that team?
Mike was.
Okay, so that's really the point I'm trying to make.
He led the team in scoring.
Okay, I mean, look.
Steph has a better resume than KD.
Resume? I'm not. You didn't say resume. You said who's had a better career? That's a resume is not career.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes. How do you define a career? I got to look at your resume.
No, I would. To me, it's more like, look, he's led the league in scoring. Was it 5 times? He's won. He's been the best player in the gold medal team. He's been a Finals MVP. You know, he took Oklahoma City to the finals and with that young crew. And what he did, like going back to last year when Harden was hurt and Kyrie gets hurt as well, shocker here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, game 7 by a toe on the line, he nearly puts them through to the NBA Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, that guy, to me, it's like we want to find a way to diminish things KD's done.
He's a great player.
He's this generation's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Can I hit you with it? Right? You ready? Unstoppable shot, much like the skyhook. His pull-up jump shot's unstoppable.
Right.
Kind of uncomfortably socially, and like you're pointing out, I don't think he'll ever be truly recognized for as great a player as he is.
I think Kareem's most underrated player NBA history.
And I think it's, I think 20 years from now, we'll probably look back and say the same thing about Kevin Durant. Now, the difference is it's his own decision, right?
Yeah.
To leave Golden State and to buy into Kyrie and want to play with friends. But I think that's much what we're going to say 20 years from now. I'd be like, man, you know who was actually the best? It was actually Kevin Durant was the best player in the league for like a 5-year span there. And then he got hurt and he had all this other stuff going on. And you're like, yeah, but he didn't do it. That gets in the nuance. I think that's why he's this generation's Kareem.
Good to see you.
Can I, there's no meats at all?
No, there's none.
Do people know how sick this place is? See, I think the way they shoot it, because you're sitting there, it looks like the old place.
Yes.
This is spectacular.
Yeah. If you have a Oklahoma State Doug Gottlieb jersey and you want to hang it in here.
I have one bone to pick for you.
Oh, what?
Look, how long has Fritzy been with you?
20 years.
How long has Paulie been with you?
I don't know. 15.
Okay. Seton? That's 12, 15?
12, 13?
How come they didn't get a part in the movie?
Sandler picked up.
No, Sandler,
it's a Philly movie and McLovin's from Philly.
But if Dan Patrick calls.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Todd Fritz. How does Todd Fritz not have an appearance in
the movie? I got him in another movie.
But
how many movies have I got you guys in?
Three, I think.
Three movies.
I just want to, like, this is not for me. This is for them.
You're
and this
better
is for,
than that.
You
should know the answer before you ask the question. I've gotten them, then they've been in three movies.
All of them?
Yes, all of them.
Okay, but the Sandler's movie is really, really good.
I know.
And you're kind of the gatekeeper. Yeah, that's what everybody says. Yeah. You're the gatekeeper. So I want to know what Fritzy did, because I've been looking at the guest list and it's been spectacular. And is he trying to get back on the movie circuit? I don't know what's going on here.
Fritzy's known as the big segment. You know, he comes up with the guest, big segment. That's his nickname. If you're watching on Peacock, Doug will be putting on a shooting display out here in the man cave.
Oh, we're doing this again.
Yes, as only you can.
But now you don't have the low roof.
Yeah, well, let's see what you can do.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.